Hey, Luke, how are you?
Cindy, I'm doing excellent today.
Where are you at?
I'm on the road, actually, on Highway 67, not too far from Glen Rose, Texas.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as you know, I've got the troops. We're loading up, and we are headed for Texas to do some hog hunting with our friend Mark Bellette.
You're going to have an awesome time. Mark has been one of my very best friends for 20-something years, and his ranch is awesome. Lots of hogs. A lot of people from the Midwest come down, Cindy, to hunt with him. The guys are going to – it would surprise me if they don't – if you don't pack those coolers full of fresh pork for the trip back after their hunt.
I tell you, they are so excited. They've been packed since Christmas time when we gave them their Christmas gift certificates. It's been quite an adventure. Okay, now here's the deal. I've never been past the Texas Panhandle. I have no idea what to expect. And I know people say that Texas is so big. I don't think I have a clue, do I?
You don't. Probably don't. When you get to through the Panhandle, that's what you're used to. I love the Panhandle, but you're going to be exposed to way, way different scenery. When you get, you'll get into North Texas, around Wichita Falls. You'll get into different terrain, more rolling hills. And then what I'm looking forward to you seeing, there's two things. One of them is the forest of East Texas. It's lush, verdant, green. It's not what people think of as Texas if it's never been here. It's a forest, pine and hardwood forest, a lot of blue bonnets. You'll see a lot of Indian paintbrushes this time of the year. You'll be in a different world, Cindy, than what you think of Texas being.
Blue bonnets, I don't know why, but in my mind I have on my bucket list laying in a field of blue bonnets and taking my picture. I'm going to cross off a bucket list thing while I'm on my way.
Blue bonnets, in my opinion, they're the most beautiful flower. Well, that may be the most beautiful flower that there is because they grow in, masses. I mean, you get down here and you're at the right time of the year, you'll see acres and acres of blue bonnets, and you'll see people pulled off the side of the road getting some pictures taken. And if I know you might just have to be one of them and get your picture taken in a bed of these blue bonnets.
Yeah.
I bet you will.
Oh, you know I will, and probably I'll be out there in a field of Indian paintbrush.
or find a field with a mixture of it,
Yes, there you go. Okay, so we're going to drop the men off with Mark Bellette, and then my dear friend Kelly and I are going to head down to Rockport on the Gulf Coast, which is somewhere I've also never been. Is there a must-stop place where we should eat?
Oh, yes. You have to go to the Boiling Pot there, and it's a place I first went there maybe 25 years ago, and they put some newspaper down on your table, and it's fresh shrimp and corn and new potatoes all boiled together, and it's mighty tasty. That you'll have to go there. Allocate one meal for the Boiling Pot, Cindy.
All right. I'm going to put it on my list. Luke, I have to tell you, thank you so much for being my tour guide and helping me arrange all this. And, we're going to come back next week with, an audio postcard of all these adventures. I'm so excited to go.
I'm excited for you, and I'm glad that you're getting a good perspective of Texas. You'll see the coast, you'll see the forest, and you'll go back and be ready to cook up some fresh pork, Cindy.
Yes, I will. All right, Luke. Well, you know what? Next week I'll be back, and you and I can give folks an idea of what kind of adventure I actually had.
That's a good way to do our High Plains Outdoors. Gives a lot of folks up in Kansas a good perspective of Texas, I do think.
Okay, Luke. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, look forward to it.
Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.